friends. This is Roxy. Welcome to my podcast, From Depression to Joy, where I read pages of my journal and talk about my aha moments and about the lessons that I learned in this life so far. I started journaling consistently in 2017, trying to figure out my own way out of a depression that was lasting for years already, and I am still writing in my journals each time I feel there is something that I need to understand better about my life that helps me live with more ease, peace, and joy. In this episode, I will read the first journal entry that I could find, that is the 14th of April 2017. This is what I was writing then. Why do I keep feeling the need to drastically reduce my belongings? Why am I so obsessed with watching extreme minimalism videos? Why do I keep looking for the perfect backpack in which I hope I can fit all of my belongings once I'm done throwing most of them away? What is my real problem? Why was I so mad when my husband made the remark that my makeup used to look nicer a while ago? I know he likes me best without makeup, but still, the remark pinched a chord in me. Is it because I really believe that he doesn't find me as attractive anymore? Or is it because the way that I used to get made up a while ago is bringing up bad memories? I remember the way that I was looking at my own face when doing my makeup, seeing myself as tired, resigned, frustrated, imprisoned by my own self. I am now doing my best to accept myself in those times too, but I guess that I am still mad at myself for not being able to do more for myself in those times. I lost so much time being in that state without being able to find my own peace inside. Maybe this is what I need, and that is why I am obsessed with extreme minimalism. Maybe I need to put everything aside so I can find the essential in my life. I guess my real purpose now is not to get rid of things, as it is to find the essence, the meaning. That's why I feel like throwing away everything that is not essential. I think that there is no other way for me anymore than the way to finding myself. What this will mean to me, I really want to know because I have no idea. Maybe a starting point would be to stop judging and labeling myself in any way, to just pay attention to myself and to only do what I feel is good for me. I don't know, really. Please, God, help me find out what I am looking for. Help me find the essence and help me realize that that's it when I find it. Thank you. I need to start from zero in everything. I need to get rid of everything that is holding old energy and to make room for divine guidance and for the new energy. I am not trying to do anything anymore. I allow the universe to guide me. I trust that all I need will come to me with ease, not with struggle, stress, and frustration. I will be looking at everything from a new perspective, even at myself. No labels, only here and now. Point zero. Thank you. Okay, that was my journal entry on the 14th of April 2017. It may be looking like I had things figured out in a certain measure, but as you also know probably, making a decision doesn't always mean being able to follow it anytime soon. It's not easy to get rid of years and years of conditioning, judgment, self-betrayal. But I promise that it is possible. Step by step, because life is like a big puzzle from which we are only getting one piece at a time. But with each piece that we are consciously and intentionally looking and asking for, we are creating momentum and the big picture starts to be revealed to us. In the next episode, I'll read a journal entry about my relationships, why I wanted to run away from the people in my life, and how I felt that it was all connected to my life purpose somehow. I know this episode is kind of short, but this is my very first podcast episode ever, so I don't have any idea of what I'm doing here. I don't know how to do a podcast, but I'm learning and I'm following my guidance. I really feel that this is what I have to do right now, so I promise I'll get better at it. If you liked this episode, it would mean so much to me if you would be taking a little time to subscribe, rate, and comment. Also, you can follow me on Instagram at From Depression to Joy. I wish you a beautiful week, and I'll be back in the next episode. Bye!